A large demonstration against the continuing U.S. military presence in Iraq brought Baghdad to a standstill earlier today. Thousands of followers of radical Shiite cleric participated in the event, forgive me, which marked the two-year anniversary of the fall of Baghdad. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was there and filed this report.
Two years ago in Firdous or Paradise Square, a statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down by victorious American forces. Today, there was little visible U.S. presence. Instead, the Shiite militia of radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr were controlling the crowds and checking for weapons and bombs. Iraqi police, who were also present, said that they were cooperating with the Mahdi army, who fought in failed uprisings last year in Najaf and Baghdad's poor Sadr City neighborhood. Thousands of Sadr followers descended on the square demanding the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, calling for the trial of Saddam Hussein and the release of prisoners from U.S. detention centers. Shiite leaders delivered speeches, a procession with Iraqis dressed as detainees being beaten by others dressed as U.S. soldiers circled the square to chanting and yelling from the crowd. Life-size cardboard cutouts of Tony Blair and President Bush, depicted as devils, were also in abundance. This protester says, "We don't want Americans in this Islamic Iraq. We want the Arab people to see how the Americans torture our prisoners. We ask the new government to make the occupiers leave this land right now." Muqtada al-Sadr himself was not in attendance. His aides said there were security concerns. The demonstration was peaceful. But one Shiite leader from Kirkuk warned that this may not continue to be the case. While the demonstration fell far short of the 1 million people asked to participate, it showed that Muqtada al-Sadr and his forces, who've remained on the sidelines for the past few months, are making their voices heard again. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.